Hello, my name's Spencer, aka Free Thrall, and welcome to Between the Borderlands, a liminal space for a not so mysterious box. So, I have a box here. It's about 8 inches by 9. About 4 inches deep. I was going to say, well, I'm expecting a particular delivery to arrive. A very successful, but notoriously late Kickstarter turning up at a lot of addresses over the past couple of weeks. I'm still waiting for mine. I thought this might be it, but it isn't. It's not big enough. And also, I've just seen the label actually has the content on it, so it's no longer a surprise to me, but I'm going to keep you in suspense. But sadly, Spence is no longer in suspense. Let's open this. It's from Noble Knight Games, and this was something that was recently reviewed on Between Two Cans. A lot of packaging for, oh wow, a little larger than I imagined. So, this is a book, a fantasy campaign setting for use with Cairn and Old School Essentials, published by Phantom Mill, and it is The Valley of Flowers, Wildendrum Volume 1. By Jedediah Berry and Andrew McAlpine. Let's get this bag open. This was something I saw, I think, when it was kickstarted, but I backed the PDF, but then realised I should have backed the physical. And decided that I had to have it because I think this is going to be perfect for use with Mythic Bastion Land. As much as that book doesn't require any additional material, here we have a setting based on Arthurian legend. The Horned King is missing. In decadent Nolan, unchecked prosperity feeds a wilderness blooming with dark miracles. The Golden Age is ended. New adventures unfold in the light of a ragged sun. A fantasy campaign setting of mythic adventure in a land gone strange. Now, very nice cover. We've got the title with a silhouette image. Is the book black and there's more kind of a deep purple and the silhouette fading from yellow down into a magenta colour. The image is of, got a couple of figures there, what looks like a priest, sword wielding knight, and they're surrounded by large flowers, insects, and extending below this sort of grassy hillock is an inverted image of kind of a palace or citadel. Nolun, the Valley of Flowers. On the inside cover, we've got an image of 5 hexes with 37 locations dotted around. Then we get into the book. Cover art by Kathleen Jennings. Original illustrations by Pamela Acosta, Theo Black, Evangeline Gallagher, Andrew McAlpine, Ian Reid, and Perplexing Ruins. Perplexing Ruins being the creator of Fallen, the sort of Baroque horror RPG zine that supports solo play that I'm very fond of. I say very fond of. I'm fond of the zine. I've not played the game yet. hoping to address that. Cool, a nice thick paper stock. So it's kind of a dark brown print on a white background, nice and clear. Factions of Nolun, the Silvered Nobles, Conclave of Ordered Firmament, the Riverkeeper League, the Order of Inverlet Passage, the Selenians. Oh, that's nice. Each of the chapters has different coloured bauldrings, so that'll be handy for figuring out where you are in the book at any given time. So what we've got here, Oaths and Quests. This would fit in well with Mythic Bastion Land. Wilden Room introduces an optional set of rules and procedures for oaths sworn and quests undertaken. As in the Arthurian stories of old, an oath is a binding commitment, while a quest is a major undertaking, a seeking likely to transform the character. Since the vision of Eärthur, a kind of mania regarding oaths and quests has taken hold of Wilden Room, with upstart knightly orders and common folk alike committing themselves to mythic destinies in a world gone strange. Swearing an oath during play, characters may be given opportunities to swear an oath, typically with a powerful being as witness and patron. And what we've got here, quests. After a character swears an oath, the referee should assign them an initial quest from the associated list, ideally one that feels appropriate to the character's present circumstances. Players should not feel rushed to complete a quest. Usually, they must pursue threads of rumour and adventure across the land before the right opportunity presents itself. Quests often hinge on the completion of a perilous venture, signified with a symbol. A perilous venture is a challenge which, in addition to fulfilling the terms of the quest, must meet both of the requirements. Renown. Upon completing a quest, the character gains 1 point of renown. Tracked on the character sheet, renown has two effects. Firstly, reputation. When you interact with an NPC and declare who you are, there is a 6 in X chance, where X is your renown, that they will recognize you and your deeds. The consequences of recognition depends on who you are talking to and how they feel about your deeds. Also, valor. After making a roll while acting in accordance with your oath, you may re-roll and take the second result. You may do this a number of times per day, equal to your renown. And then we go into fulfilling an oath, breaking an oath, fleeting renown. Yeah, and we've got a little sort of mini bestiary. Standard stats. Stats are provided for all key monsters and NPCs. Others are identified with special tags corresponding to stat blocks listed here. The referee is encouraged to make modifications based on other tags provided. For example, Verinwine Serpent, Fast Venomous Monster, would use the monster stat, but it might have a better AC or dex and a poison effect such as successful attack, critical damage. If no tag or stats are provided, assume the NPC is layfolk. So what we got here, beast, knight, layfolk, magician, monster, priest, rogue, soldier, terror. Rather grotesque looking wyvern. There's a chapter devoted to each of those hexes in that map of the inside cover. And we've got castles, villages, woodland. Yeah, all very nice evocative images. Plenty of fun tables to roll on. Just a really nice looking book, and it smells good too. And there's a ribbon, purple ribbon. Always nice to see. Index of vintage art and illustrations. Really, really nice pieces, nice selection of pieces. Inside the back cover, we've got a map, just under 150 pages. Nice looking book. Groovy. Right, now, Mothership, where are you?